Today we're going to take a look at the words of Jesus found in Matthew 23 and verse 8. Here's what he says. But you, do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. One of the amazing things about the story of Jesus is the fact that the teachings of one man managed to encompass just about every discipline, every facet of life. To the theologian, Jesus is an inexhaustible supply of information about the nature of God. To the philosopher, Jesus speaks about the purpose of existence and the nature of knowledge. To the medical doctor, Jesus is the great physician and the perfect model for compassionate care. To the captains of industry, Jesus often speaks in terms of finance and gives us a new set of priorities as we pave our way through life. For the farmer and the laborer, Jesus speaks of heaven in the pictures of everyday life. For the scientist, Jesus holds the mysteries of the universe. And for both the tutor and the student, as we see in today's passage, Jesus is a master teacher. How can it be possible that so much is wrapped up in just one person? You can turn through the pages of history and you won't find anyone else with the broad appeal of Jesus of Nazareth. Aristotle and Plato are only known for one or two things. And the same holds true for Caesar or Napoleon or Einstein. Nobody has the breadth of experience or the depth of wisdom we find in just the few pages of recorded history we have from the life of Jesus. You know, I've always thought that one of the toughest things about life on planet Earth is that the clock runs so fast that life is over before you get a chance to learn everything you want to learn and do everything you want to do. Even though I finished with my university career quite a few years ago now, I still love to read and sit at the feet of accomplished teachers. But it takes a lot of time and effort because there's no such thing as one perfect source of knowledge. So you have to move from teacher to teacher to continue your studies. And invariably, you discover that your teachers, as wise and accomplished as they are, always have a few fatal flaws. And that's one of the thousands of reasons the teachings of Jesus are so important. In today's passage, Jesus tells us to make Him our ultimate teacher. With a lifetime being as short as it is, and with knowledge in the modern world being as fragmented as it is, you will find your best source of information in the teachings of the Creator Himself. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that Christians never read any other books or learn from any other experts. But what it does mean is that Christians will take everything they learn and reference it against the teachings of Jesus. What meshes you keep, and what contradicts the master teacher, you study it some more, or you throw it away. As you go through life, you'll find people who will tell you, I'm a student of Immanuel Kant, or I'm a student of Ayn Rand, I'm a student of Karl Marx. You know, for the Christian, that's just not shooting high enough. We don't think of other human beings as our ultimate teachers. Our master instructor is Jesus of Nazareth, the humble carpenter who was so wise, the Bible refers to him simply as the Word. And I don't know if you've noticed it, but people who sit at the feet of Jesus regularly seem to have this breadth of wisdom, this depth of character, and this peace of mind that the rest of the world is sorely lacking. Which, of course, are only three of the really good reasons why learning at the feet of Jesus is just a better way to live.